Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 1:56, and that is Pacific Summer Time, and today is June 2nd. And there was a moderate amount of news in here today, but the thing that I, when I clicked through stock markets, and well, it's not just stock markets, but asset classes this morning, one thing that really popped out to me is the relative performance of much of Eastern Europe. And that would appear to be a region of the world that is just completely off the radar at the moment and is outperforming. It's not exactly the easiest place in the world to invest in, and in fact I've failed to find a suitable investment vehicle, just like an ETF, because so many of the emerging Europe ETFs or funds have a very heavy concentration in Russia, and unfortunately Russia is so tied to the oil price, and obviously there are significant questions about governance there that it isn't somewhere I'd personally feel confident about investing in. But what we are seeing is that for example, in the Baltic area, you have Estonia and Lithuania doing rather well, then and hitting new highs. Then you have the Hungarian market hitting new highs. Then, if you go spread it a little bit further, the Bulgarian market, which has been really under a cloud, has posted a number of upward dynamics already this week. And then you have to contrast all of that with what's going on in Turkey. And what's happening in Turkey is that you have an aspiring despot in charge. So that represents a deterioration in standards of governance. So the currency remains a substantial risk, and then the stock market has been really quite volatile. And I know we have a number of Turkish subscribers, so I don't want to ruffle any feathers, but it doesn't look like we're going to have a consistent trending environment in Turkey anytime soon, but rather that we're going to have considerable volatility because of the geopolitical tension that probably only got intensified today when the German I think it was the Senate or the lower house gave full credence to the claim that Turkey engaged in genocide when it dealt with the Armenians, and that was before the Second World War. And of course, understandably, the Turks are a bit sensitive about it, but they've taken umbrage. But this is also an additional sign that, and I generally try my very best to avoid commenting on geopolitics, but what we can definitely see is that there is a noticeable deterioration in, shall we say, political correctness, or in a desire not to offend. We've certainly seen that in Europe. The vote for the UK to leave the EU is perhaps symptomatic of that same trend. The success of both Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders in attracting attention in the US presidential cycle is an additional symptom of that, and perhaps the root of the problem is that this monetary policy in which central banks have engaged has been of enormous benefit to the people that have got the most money, and that people at the lower and at the majority in the lower echelons of society are perhaps not particularly happy with their lot in the whole bargain. And of course, savers have been robbed by the fact that interest rates have been so very low for so very long. And today, bond prices were really quite firm. So there is, just to come back into then what the main news stories were here today, that people are beginning to look at the jobs report. Manufacturing hasn't been, manufacturing data today wasn't great, but people are looking at jobs, and but the jobs outlook is probably not going to be all that bad. the most important consideration will be what happens with wages, because if wages go higher, if wage growth improves, then the Fed is almost certainly going to raise rates. And stock markets today were relatively steady in the US and in Europe, and Brazil was probably the better performer in the Americas. Then Japan, with that really quite strong yen yesterday, responded in here today. It was down over 2%. And Indonesia missed out on achieving an investment grade from S&P, so they might have to wait a bit longer for that. But generally, what we're seeing is that China has considered, people are considering the possibility that they will be that Chinese shares will be listed under the MSCI Emerging Markets Index, and we'll know what's going to happen there on June 14th. Then, when we look at the commodity complex, then the thing to, I think, is worth pointing out is that despite the fact that the vast majority of the column inches are really concerned with what's going to happen in the oil price, and oil prices were pretty much unchanged here today and continue to hover around $50, but that the continuous commodity index was breaking out to new highs. And it's not doing that because of oil prices, but it's doing that perhaps because of natural gas. It might be doing that because of zinc or corn, wheat, soybeans, orange juice, or sugar, all of which are either hitting new recovery highs or breaking or at least testing them. And that would suggest that the bounce that we've seen in commodity prices is not just about El Nino, it's not just about oil, but that commonality is such that it's pretty well supported. And that's generally a bullish phenomenon for the commodity sector overall. Then gold prices were pretty much unchanged in here today. They're around $1,210, and really, you'd need to see has already been a reversion back towards the mean. We're right in the region of the trend mean right now, so it's back at an area of potential support, and so is silver. But both platinum and palladium pulled back on weaker auto sales data out of China in here today, so platinum was down about $12, and a similar amount on palladium. But by and large, the commodity sector does look like we're going to see additional upside here. Now, with bond prices moving up in here today, and particularly on the long end of the curve, then people may potentially be starting to look at exactly what it is that is likely to happen with the Fed. And I think it's unlikely they're going to raise rates in June, but they could very well raise rates in July. And the stock market has been going sideways for the last 18 months. So if a range is an explosion waiting to happen, then this is most definitely a well-defined range, and we're at the upper side of that range. So, well, we're either going to break out or we're going to spend some additional time ranging. And if that's the case, we're at the upper side of the range, and if you can't rule out the possibility that we might get back down towards the lower side of that range. So it really is an important time to be watching stock markets. And in the currency markets, the dollar today was a little bit stronger, but that was probably particularly the case against some of the commodity currencies, whereas the euro was really quite it's still around 1.11 dollars. It's pulled back from the upper side of the range. It's pretty much in the middle of the range right now. So then you'd need a clear upper dynamic in favor of the euro to question potential, really, for the dollar to continue to strengthen from here. And that all we're really seeing is a little bit of consolidation. But we've had mean reversion in the precious metals. So this is a natural area for where one would anticipate that they begin to find support. Then when we just sort of take it all together, geopolitical risk has risen. Interest rate risk is rising. Then corporate profits have deteriorated. And then it really is now all down to what happens with the central banks, because they're the only game in town. It's the provision of liquidity has helped to sustain this bull market, and then what they decide to do is going to be a pivotal is going to play a pivotal role in just how markets respond. So this, I think, is still a sort of a risky environment overall, and not least because we're at the upper side of the range on the majority of markets. And I think with that, I will leave you for today, and I wish all the best to all of you.